Dear Sangha, today is the 27th of June 2010. We are in the Upper Hamlet in the Dharma Cloud Temple. We are preparing for summer retreat. Today, we are going to learn the sutra about happily enjoy on the outer world of the world. It means the world where we live. But if we can transcend and we enjoy the outer world of this world. And it's from Dhammapada, the Chinese version. And Nibbana chapter. Sutta number 36. This is the equivalent in Pali, is Nibbana Sutta. The translation of the word Daifungai, it means the sky of outside world. The space outside of the normal space we live. Fungwai, it means outer space, transcending the normal space where we live. Fungwai, outside space, sky, outside sky. They were right in Chinese. For those of you understanding, outer world. Feng he is not direction, but Feng he is a space, the outer space of this very space where we live. If we live in this very space, but we can reach and enjoy the outer space. We live in this very world. Even we said that this space is immense, but still there is some suffocation, some difficulty. We don't feel that we have enough space because this space is linked with time, and time and space are linked to each other, and we are still bound with the birth and the death, the above, the below, the east, the west. But in that space, we still that is not totally free. We are not totally free. We don't feel at ease. So in Buddhism, we learn that the time and space where we live are not really a reality, objective reality. They are not a objective reality outside of ourselves. It's a manifestation of your own consciousness. It's a manifestation, a creation of your own consciousness. And the outer space is out of your store consciousness. They have many immensity, a lot of immensity. So that in that space there is no birth, no death, no coming, no going, no up, no down. In that space you are more free. And that you live in this very space but try to reach the outer space. Why is outer? In the Buddhist literature, we have the word Phương Ngoài Phương. It means outer space of space. outside of this space, we still have another space. Zhongjia is happily enjoy the outer space of our very world, our very space. Especially in that outer space, there's no birth, no death, no coming, no going, no dissolution, no formation. Everything is there, immense, free, happy, no limit, no obstacle. And our practice is to reach every day, every minute, every hour, every second, this space. So usually we say that Nirvana is something you cannot express by a word, by a sentence. You cannot speak, you cannot describe, you cannot conceive anything about Nirvana. About Nirvana. Nirvana is extension of all the conception, all the thing you are. In that wonderful space. Nirvana is no way to explain what means Nirvana, no way to describe. No. So when you speak about Nirvana, it's just for fun. But it's not because Nirvana cannot describe by words, by conception, by description, even by painting. You cannot. But the Buddha have said something about Nirvana. And our patriarchs have said something about Nirvana. They have done things that people cannot do it. But because of their love, of their care, so they try to do this very little bit. To give you a little hint, and from there you try to go in that direction and to reach that outer space. So when you speak about Nirvana, you have to be very careful because people can catch and caught. And so the wood, the person who speak about Nirvana must be very skillful so that the Buddha will not say in the way that we are catch, but not being caught. So when you listen, you must be very careful, very skillfully listen. And if you listen, you must be very careful in order to catch gently, the small thing that our teacher, the Buddha, or our patriarch, or the person who presented that must do in a way that we can have the hint, we can go in that direction, we can seize a little bit, catch a little bit. But we would not cut by one word. And so those who are skillful know how to present in the way that you cannot be caught. But you have to be very careful in order not to be caught. That is very important. Happily enjoy the outer world. Enjoy the ultimate. Enjoy the sky of the ultimate. Enjoy the sky of the ultimate. We have no worries. No fear, no sadness. We can find the better way to translate. For now, try to translate, enjoy the ultimate. And later on, if we find better word, I will tell you. In Christianity, people spoke a lot about God. And God is some reality that you cannot conceive by a perception. You cannot use your mind in order to conceive God. Everybody who speak about God will be wrong. Everything we think about God is wrong. Because we are in the world where there is many, many convention, many construction of the mind of people. And so this construction will not go along with other construction and so on. But so you go outside of this construction. You cannot describe God. And so we all. So if with our open mind we can see that the equivalent of that outer world is God. God is not a person. God is not a human, a creator, creation. God is that reality, like the crown of everything. And if we do like that, we can say that is equivalent to Nirvana. But in that sutra, they didn't say anything about God. It's me who explained, who tried to find the equivalent. Resting in God. In Christianity, they use the term resting in God. You rest. You take refuge. Resting is a very nice word instead of taking refuge, but I think that I like the word resting a lot. If you want, you are Christian and you want an equivalent, you can translate this sutra by resting in God. But in Buddhist terms, it's nothing to do, nowhere to go, is the term of Linchi. And then enjoying the ultimate. When you read that sutra, you can read in the with the mind of a scientist, but we also can learn with the mind of a faithful disciple, a devotee. We can read that sutra in both sides, scientists or devotees. But the scientist said that if you read, you try to learn that sutra in the form of devotees, you cannot see anything. Because if Jesus says something, God says something, you have to believe strongly, and then this, you cannot see anything. That is the way scientists said that if you learn as devotees like that, is not good. This the scientists told you, would tell you. But if you look deeply, we learn as about devotees is also good. First, you have a trust on our teacher. When we have trust on our teacher, and then your heart is more open, and then the truth can be perceived easily. But But if you observe as a like observer, and so everything you doubt, and there is no good communication, and maybe the catching, the seeing some hint is difficult. And so that is a disadvantage, because sometimes God or Nirvana is not by your intellect, but it comes from your heart, and your mind is not only from the brain, but your mind have brain and heart. And so the heart have its own insight, and the brain have its own insight. The heart, that is a French proverb. The heart have its own reasoning, and that the normal reasoning cannot see. In Buddhism, there is the ability. Well, that is mean. Thoroughly, we can compare, we can face-to-face comparison. It means speculation. There is absorbing, there is describing, there is deduction, there is induction. Scientists use the mind in order to deduct, to speculate. For instance, the scientist, when he said, all beings have to die. All beings will die. So human beings is one being, so human will die. That is the reasoning of a scientist. But we have another ability. We don't need to use to go through reasoning. It's called hiển lượng, direct contact, direct perception, without speculation, without thinking, reasoning, that direct contact, hint, direct perception without speculation, reasoning. That ability is direct contact without analyzing, without thinking, but we have that being touched. Total, deep in touch, and the enlightenment, the direct contact is very important. In enlightenment, you don't need a lot of argument and reasoning. In Buddhism, there is a third. The second one is the direct perception. But there's still the third one. Direct perception, intuition. The third one, tham giáo lượng. Tham is observe, judging. The word tham means absorb, judging. the teacher, the ancestor, spiritual ancestor, they have seen. They have seen, and they have some insight already. So we rely on their insight in order to go direct. So then the knowing offered already by those who are enlightened, those who have deep experience deep experience about that, and they give to you, and then you just rely on them in order to make your own in an easier way, quicker way. If you are skillful, you can rely on that and you obtain quickly. Because by yourself, maybe you obtain too, but slower. Why don't you try to use the experience of the previous generation, like a kiwi and a kiwi? You said that. Somebody said that. Oh, the kiwi is not like an orange, but not like an apple. Express a lot, but you cannot know what means a kiwi. The only way is put the kiwi into your direct taste. So you don't need to argue with other, like an orange, different from an orange, like an apple and so on. You have direct contact. So tham nhau lượng is when the insight offered by previous generation of patriarchs is also necessary. However, you have to make your own way. But tends to the offer of these ancestors, spiritual ancestor, you can learn quite. And in scientists too. Scientists, you also need tham nhau lượng. It means you need the knowledge offered by other previous generation of scientists. So you don't have to lose time to find this principle and other principle and so on before you get to the higher. But when you are a disciple, you profit from the insight offered by our teacher. However, we also use some knowledge about science. But anyway, you have to make your own experience. Science can help you quite a lot. Like this sutra, happily enjoy the outer space, the sky of ultimate. But you can see which point is the point of the Buddha, which view of the patriarchs. So when the Buddha said, the patriarch write it down, but they write down in his own insight. And so the insights reveal the something you read is the insight of the patriarch plus the insight of the Buddha. And so you have to see. The insight of the Buddha and the insight of the patriarch. And sometimes some unskillfulness present by some patriarch. So when they write down, they may distort a little bit unskillfully. Like an old pathway cloud. Somebody who hear quickly, I have written a book, white t-shirt. So it's a little boy who told the bookshop, my mother want to buy a white t-shirt book. And the sister know that is all pathway cloud. So Thay said, sometimes when you read things like very fast and you perceive in a wrong way like that, and so you have to use some knowledge about the scientists, some about devotees, but you have to make your own way. There's another thing is in that sutra there are a number of things it seems not going along with each other. There's something not synchronized at all. It doesn't mean they are opposing. But in Buddhism, there is two kinds of truths. One is a relative truth. And there is a ultimate truth. So ultimate truth, no dispute, no negotiation, no thinking, just that ultimate truth. And the relative truth. In this very relative world, you must know that here is the left side, you turn left or you turn right. He is above, he is below. But in the ultimate world, so we call that the truth, the ultimate truth. And there is a number of sutra we call Liyongyakin. It means a kind of sutra which express the ultimate truth. Where the meaning of the explanation is truthfully correct, deep. But there are a number of sutra also offered by the Buddha, but offered by beginners, by those who are less profound. There is the truth, but the truth is not totally ultimate. So it's relative truth. We call the relative truth. In the relative truth, there are birth, death, coming, going, above, below. And in the ultimate truth, there is no below, above, no left, no right. So sometimes in the sutra, you see that this kind of contradiction. But you have to see that that is relative truth and the other side is ultimate truth. And so in that sutra, there is some thinking is sometimes not exactly the same. The patriarchs, when they write down, they try to take different sentences of the Buddha in different sutta in order to put together in that. And some of the sentences still have the flavor of relative truth and other flavor of ultimate truth. And so you have to remember that. Don't feel contradicted when you see two different sentences. One is seems like contradict with others. But one is relative truth and the other one is ultimate truth. And the patriarch recommend us clearly that in that sutra, we have four base. Four base reperium, criterion point. Four base, four criterion. First, base on the ultimate truth. Ultimate Sutra based on the sutra on ultimate truth. Don't mention those who are relative. We only base on the ultimate truth, not based on the relative truth. That is the first principle. The second principle, if based on the teaching but not based on the person who practice, because sometimes that person can see it but they cannot realize it. But you hear the teaching and you see the person who shared to you is not realized, but you can realize. So you can realize by yourself. So you base on the teaching, not based on the practitioner. So for instance, don't base on your Dharma teacher. Try to practice better. Don't complain that my Dharma teacher do not do well, so I cannot. So you have to. So when you observe a Dharma teacher, you observe your teacher, you have to base on the teaching, not based on that behavior of the Dharma teacher. Sometimes that Dharma teacher, lay Dharma teacher or monastic Dharma teacher is not very kind, but he or she have explained very well the teaching, so you have to catch the teaching, don't care about the behavior and the realization of that Dharma teacher. If you say that, oh, that Dharma teacher do like that, so I won't do the same. So you will drown together with him or her. And so, and you say, there is a garbage bin, and inside there is a jewel. But if you want to have that jewel in the trash bin, you have to dip your arm into that bin in order to take the gem. So you have to follow the teaching, but not to the person. When I was a little novice, I already learned that. The second is based on the ultimate teaching, but not on the relative teaching. The third one is ingya, with ingya. Try to catch the meaning, but not the words. Try to catch the meanings, but not to be caught by words after words. You have to read the meaning between two lines of the sentence. You can see the meaning in between. The fourth one is iti. But not ithuk, it means your consciousness. Your consciousness, your awareness, and you, from your awareness, you perceive something. But this perception is not very clear. But iti means you, based on your deep look, and don't base on the manifestation of perception. So when you study, you have to learn to study in the way of full of confusion of your perception, confused perception. So you have to perceive based on your deep insight. Understanding. So that is four foundation, four base, principle, four principle. The teaching, Nataya being the first one. The second, based on the meaning, not on the word. The third one, based on the, and the third, based on the meaning, on the word, not on the word. The fourth is mean, based on understanding, but not on the consciousness, manifestation of your consciousness. Somebody touched the alarm. That we learn is a methodology. We have to know, to learn the methodology before you go further. Now we go to the teaching, to the Gatana. Nhẫn là biện pháp hay nhất để tự bảo endurance. Is the best way in order to protect yourself. Nirvana is what the Buddha prays. That is the best. Release the worldly habit and keep the healthy, pure life. Do not violate the precept. Calming your mind. And nothing can invade you, can attack you. In each of us, Thầy said that at the first paragraph already, you see that in each of us, we have a lot of fear, a lot of, if you continue to keep that fear, that negative mental formation, and you will not be happy. So we should not be fearful. Nhẫn is the best way to protect yourself. Nhẫn is endurance. Nirvana is what the Buddha prays. Release the worldly habit, sensual habit. Live a healthy life, pure precept. Life and do not violate the trainings, the precept, calming your mind and your body, and don't let anything invade you. And what Thầy says is people know that in the world, people know that people have a lot of craving, so they use publicity in order to say that if you buy this car, you will be very happy. My car, the car of my company is the best. And Nirvana is a kind of object that you are going to sell it. Ideology like Marxism also promise a communist Eden, a communist Eden, and if you buy it, you will become member of the party. And every religion try to sell their product. Yeah, if you buy it, you become disciple of that, and you will be in the kingdom of God, or something like that. And so every religion tried to sell their product. And like the Eden of the communist ideology, and all they sell product like her. So Nirvana is that kind of product that people try to sell you? That is the question. If you follow my religion, you will be member of our religion, and you are sure to have a seat in the kingdom of God, or you will have some place in Nirvana. That is a product that you want to try to sell and attract people. Nirvana is that kind of, this kind of product or not? And we see right away that Nirvana is not such kind of product. Because in Nirvana, if something is already exists, you don't need to buy it. Nobody can buy it. You don't need to buy. You only need to rearrange, and then you have Nirvana right away. The pure air of the matinal day is, the pure air of the morning is so pure. And it's already there. You need to enjoy it, to wake up in order to see it clearer and then to enjoy it. The sunshine is there. You need to wake up and to be in touch. The wonderful, compassionate rain is there. You need to wake up to enjoy the compassionate rain. You need to wake up and to see everything exists in what you expect for a long time is already there. You need to wake up and to see it clearer. Because the kingdom of God, the Eden of the communist ideology, you need to buy right now, and in the future you receive the product. But here Nirvana, you don't need to order. You just receive. You just receive it. You don't need to order in order to receive in the future. So Nyang, endurance is the best way to protect yourself. I don't know if endurance is a word. I try to translate. The first, the word Nyang is cha. Surprises why you start by paramita endurance. Santi in Sanskrit. We can translate by endurance, acceptance. That word chịu đựng is holding, acceptance. It means we can accept it. We can hold. We can agree. It's not difficult. Agree, accept. Đừng mean you can hold, you can bring along with. You can tolerate. You can envelop. You have ability to embrace them, to accept, to hold, to carry with. Like we have a recipient. In that, you can put instant noodle, several package of instant noodle. But we can say that that recipient can contain 25 package of noodle. Your mind is the same. Your mind can contain how many injustice, how many insult, how many unfair things. So if your mind, in English, if you translate by the word endurance, is reflect some suffering in that. So that is why I do not try to translate into English right away into word endurance, because there is acceptance, there is holding, there is ability to carry away, because your mind is large and you can contain more than 25 injustice, 25 suffering, unfair thing. And so mind is so big and you can carry. And Thay said that endurance and forbearance is a kind of an effort to contain, to endure. The chịu đựng mean agree. Chịu mean agree. And đựng will agree to contain. No problem, put more, no problem. So that, yep, that is why Thay do not agree that we translate by endurance. But nhẫn is really in the one of the six practice, thoroughly practice in Sanskrit is paramita. Thorough, profound practice who can carry you from the shore of suffering to the shore of liberation. One day, the Buddha hold a handful of salt and he put the handful of salt in the bowl of water and he said that it's rather salty. Can you drink it? No. But if you release the handful of salt in the big river and it will not make the river salty and you can drink. So if your mind can hold relaxingly thousands of injustice like a river, and even they insult you, they distort you, they do many unfair, worse injustice to you, it's okay, it's fine, because your mind is like a river, and the salt is that injustice, that unfairness, is you can absorb them all. So the water can absorb them all, and the earth also can absorb them all, and the wind can absorb them all, and the fire can absorb them all. And so the Buddha teach us that you try to practice like the earth. The earth can absorb everything. You have to practice like the water. The water can absorb everything. You can practice like the wind. The wind will absorb, blow away all the unkind thing. And you practice like the fire. The fire include everything and burn and transform them into something more positive. So if your mind is great on the injustice, on the suffering, on the judgment, critical judgment will not disturb you because your mind is great. So the word endurance here, nhẫn, I don't want us to translate by endurance, but accept, holding, carry away with joy, with ease. But the word chẳng nhẫn nhịn, people use to translate by endurance, forbearance, is too heavy. It depends on your heart. If your heart is large, like the heart of a bodhisattva, a heart without limit, which we call illimited love, for illimited love offered by the Buddha as a practice for all of those who trust on his practice. That is the heart of the Buddha, of a Buddha, and you could be a Buddha. And more you practice, more your ability to hold is very easy. They behave in such a way, but you are still great. You accept with love, with care. And that is the door for you to open, and to allow everything to go in with joy, with love. So you have to accept, hold, carry away is the best way to protect yourself. You protect yourself. You are the student of the Buddha. You are the companion with the Buddha. And you have to look deep into your heart and to see your heart is large enough. Do your heart is large enough, like the bowl of water or like a river? There is any comparison. If nhẫn is the best way, nhẫn is mean accepting, holding, carry away with ease. If nhẫn is the only way for you to practice, so nirvana is also that is the people love. It's not the president of the party or central political core group member. So you don't need that. You want, if you like it and you like a lot, and you will have it. If you say that you cannot accept, and carry away. So, like, if you really like, you will have it. Like at 5 p.m., the moon is so beautiful, and the night is so clear. Early morning is so clear, the air is so pure. But we are sleeping. And if you really wish, you wake up, and you see that, oh, it's so beautiful, the moon clear. And so you know, because of my laziness, I cannot be in touch with that wonderful sky, and with the clear moon, with that wonderful, don't wish something less. If we only wish, that wish should be the highest, the most empty, most spacey, the most pure, the most beautiful. So like this first paragraph, is you already see that you have to so the best way is to be free of what? On this worldly sensual craving habit. If the sutra start like that, is great. If those who are monastic or those who take the 5 mindfulness training, 10 mindfulness training, fully ordained mindfulness training, and if you do not violate any precept, you still keep your pure life of practice. So, nothing can destroy you, nothing can touch you. Your mind is running after only craving, and thick means cut through on this negative habit. Your mind have many worries, anxiety, running pulled by on this negative habit. You use word thick, cut totally, and thick go along with chi. Chi means samatha, stop. So ji means samatha, means stopping, means calming. And because you stop, you calm, and then you see deeply without trying to make too much effort. Samatha, and when you are able to do samatha, means stopping, you can be vipassana. It means you can see deeply. And you reach the ultimate reality. And stop your mind and the Buddha teaches us so many methods in order to help us to stop and to calm down on the mind. And if you do properly, then nothing can invade you and cause trouble to you. Now is the second sentence, second paragraph. Không bệnh, no disease is the best interest. Không bệnh is no disease. It's like tức, it means interest. Is a word of interest. Is a word for business people. Maybe. Everyone want to have some money to go in and out, and the Buddha said that the good health is the best interest. So don't act something who make your health deteriorate. So even if you can gain some money, maybe a few million, don't try to run after that. Even we are poor, humble, but keep your health good. So, do you hear that? Keep your health good. The health is your best interest. Jitu, know what is enough. Who is the richest? Who is the most wealthy? It's not the one who have a lot of shareholder, a lot of hold shares. When the share will decrease, and then you will be a loser. So, knowing what is enough is make you very wealthy. You know that just enough, you need just enough like that. You don't need more. That's enough for us to be happy. some to stop. We have enough to be happy. Look at the positive thing and we say that, oh, we have enough to be happy. So your health is the best endurance. Knowing that it's enough is also you are the richest. I have 3 rope and 1 bowl. I'm very wealthy already. I have a foot of a trees. I have a hammock is already. I'm the wealthiest already. So I don't need anything more. Some to start. I have only 2 pen, but I have to change all the time. Change is work for a while, then I have to change back. You have enough. You take away that pen. I don't need more. I need only that pen. I'm already rich with that pen. So the sutra teaches something very realistic. It's nothing far away. It's the Pure Land is right here now. Faithfulness is the best friend. Your best friend is not the one who have a lot of power, but the best friend is the one who have faith on you. You can trust that he can be. When we have, if we are in trouble and they don't dare to raise their voice because they are afraid to lose their job. So the closest friend is the not the one who have power, who are rich. During Bhagna story, you know who is friend, who is not friend. Faithfulness is your best friend. Nirvana is the highest happiness. The one who spoke about that, she enjoyed already that Nirvana. No sickness is the best interest. They repeating in the second paragraph. Tritu know that is enough. That is the wealthiest person. You are the wealthiest person if you know what is enough. And then faithfulness is your good friend. That person is thick. Thick, it means solidity, very faithful, reliable. Faithfulness is the best friends. And then we are delighted. So we learn the third one. The disease the worst disease is hunger. Here no one is hungry. You never be in the situation where you really are hungry and you don't know when you will have something to eat. Because if you if you do not eat at 7, 8 o'clock p.m. and you have no dinner yet, it's not hungry. It's not hunger. It's you are hungry and you don't know when, tomorrow or next month, you will have something to eat. That is the most difficult. Tamhan, it means a negative habit, a negative mental formation who cause a lot of pain to you. We translate by samskara. Tamhan is more one mental formation. Mental formation is on the Dhamma. It means we can see it like a mountain, river, tree, people, animal. They are all samskara. Samskara is something who is the manifestation of many, many, many conditions. And like your body, like the mountain, then the river, they are coming from many directions. So, Han here is mental formation. We can say that on the condition, the Dhamma is coming, going, but you arrive to the situation where there is no coming, no going, no up, no down, is we arrive to the bhuvi, it means no condition. So like the wave, there is beginning, there is the highest part of the wave and the lowest part, and but if we arrive which you see the you reach the water in the wave, you are arrived to Vovi, it means no leak, no condition. Up, you are also a wave. Down, you are also a wave. Large, you are also a wave. Small, you are also a wave. You are not touched by the form. High, low. And that is no leak, no condition, unconditioned. But condition, it means there is still birth, death, so on. We only base on the truth. Nirvana. Nirvana, you can enjoy it. Happiness. Hunger is the most difficult disease. Tamhan is mental formation, which is cause a lot of difficulty. Next time we have a text in Chinese offered by Thai Pháp Thanh. Today we just have see some Vietnamese, but you will have English soon. Next time maybe. We are in 8 days from summer retreat. And we have to prepare our heart to be large. Our heart to be large enough to have more space. Is to have maybe 4,000 each week, only 1,000. And those who sign up, maybe 600, but they come without signing quite a lot too. And so we have to prepare our mind to be large, like the river, like the earth. And first, you have to be happy yourself first. Even for preparing for the summer retreat, you have to do quite a number of work, but do it relaxingly, happily. Live in the present moment. Enjoy every act. The brother and the sister take care of the young sister and young brother. So especially the young brother and the sister who have no experience about summer. And we share to them the way to make people unhappy. And we know that when we have a harmony among ourselves, we have brotherhood, sisterhood, we have happiness in the Sangha, and we can make people coming in summer very happy. We have 10 days to prepare. And prepare for the coming of others. This sutra, we may learn another time before the summer opening. In summer opening, we have to listen only in English and in French, much. Maybe one Dhamma talk in Vietnamese only for the whole summer when there is a lot of Vietnamese who come. When we read this sutra, that we have the impression that you are reading poetry. And when I translate this sutra, I am very thankful to the Patriarch to use all the words of the Buddha, but write in a very beautiful way. In the Dhammapada, in Pali, they didn't mention about Nirvana. It's only in the Sino, in the Chinese text, that they mention about Nirvana.